For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The East Lansing ballot proposals had a mixed result yesterday. A proposal to cut property taxes in East Lansing was approved on Tuesday, but a measure to create an income tax in the city failed. Because of that, the property tax cut will not go into effect unless an income tax gets voter approval in the future. Officials had hoped to net $5 million a year if both proposals had passed. That means budget cuts are on the way. Mayor Mark Meadows.
Well, you know, obviously we're disappointed because we think that is the best way for us to proceed. But we have a very informed electorate here in East Lansing. This is the, by some calculations, the third most educated community in the country. So it seems to me that the public has directed us in a particular direction. The options that were out there were set out by the financial health team, and we talked about them throughout this campaign. So we'll have to start planning to reduce our budget by about 10% in order to obtain that money that is necessary to go into the pension fund in order to prevent sort of the catastrophic event, which is not too far down the road.
Mayor Meadows doesn't think the options for replacing that revenue are good.
Our option is to go back for a Headley override, which would allow us to raise property taxes 2.5 mils, would bring in about $2.5 million. But we need $3 million to actually turn the corner on this pension thing. You know, the other option, and of course that takes a vote of the people, and the other option is to put on the ballot like a road tax or a public safety tax that would also raise property taxes by a couple of mils. We're the fifth highest property taxes in the state. You know, it didn't make any sense for us to go forward with that to begin with, but that is one of the items that the financial health team talked about, so presumably the people in the community have indicated that we need to try to put that on the ballot and see if that'll pass.
So, what to cut? According to Meadows, personnel reductions won't get the job done.
We'll probably have to close the community center, except on weekends maybe. Probably won't be able to open the swimming pool. Maybe we pick up trash every 2 weeks instead of every week. The state standard for police per thousand is about 1.5 police officers per thousand. We're below one. We aren't going to get above that. We'll probably have to go below that more. I mean, the plan that we had seen before had 6 police officers being reduced from the 4, so we'll probably be down to 0.8, like roughly half of what we should have. The same thing is true with the fire department. I don't see how we keep, you know, that fire station on campus. It's got to go. We can't afford to keep it open anymore. So, you know, we'll continue to provide fire protection to campus, but it's going to take a little while to get there. And even under the plan we saw before, we were cutting 7 firemen.
Meadow says planning for cuts starts with a council meeting tonight and at an upcoming retreat. Soon, it will also involve a new city council member. Aaron Stevens was elected to the council, so Susan Woods will be leaving. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.